Once again, we enter the portals of the World Adventurers Club and join its members in the spacious lounge where the quartet is entertaining them. The chairman is watching them closely. And as the song draws to a close, approaches one who has but recently come to civilization, since his face still bears the stain of tropical suns.
Oh, on the night that covered me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever God may be for my unconquerable soul. Beyond this place of wrath and fear, looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the year.
Mr. Bertram, you have spent many months in the Samoan Islands. Surely you have had an outstanding experience while down there. I think you should tell us your story.
Samoa has always intrigued me. Moonlit nights, haunting music, dusky maidens, a veritable paradise on earth.
Well, it is all you think it is now, Mr. Jones, but not so very long ago, this particular island was under a reign of terror.
Terror? In the peaceful Samoan group?
That is unusual. What caused it?
Well, you've aroused the curiosity of a hard audience, Bertram. Let's have the story.
Well, I'd always wanted a place in the islands and was astounded to learn that I could purchase a whole valley rich in groves of bananas, breadfruit, and coconuts for practically nothing.
Nothing?
How is it that the natives allowed such a piece of land to get out of their hands?
For this reason. After buying the property, I learned that the valley was taboo. Couldn't get a native on the place. They whispered that it was haunted by a gigantic dog, a dog of fire, that appeared at the full of each moon, hoping to catch some Samoan unawares and carry him to everlasting torture. It wasn't a pretty picture that Hawana, their chief, painted for me, but something had to be done to end their superstition. There was only one way to end their terror, and that was to trace it to its source. So, at the next full moon, I invited the whole village to feast with me. There was music and dancing, but nothing could wipe out the fear in the eyes of the Samoans. And Hawana, their chief, was uneasy.
Our peoples, having fear in heart, you are make him come out in full moon, Bertram man.
Look here, Hawana. There's a fortune in copra in my valley, and the whole island will prosper if your people will work with me. If they don't, I'll bring my own men down here, and you lose money.
No good do him. Not a white man's try. Fire dogger put spell on him. He die. Valley taboo.
That's ridiculous. You built up something in your imaginations and think it's the real thing. What the devil?
Fire dogger. You all hear him? You no believe now?
I'll admit it sounded like the howling of a dog, but good Lord, that doesn't prove anything.
Oka, him come for sacrifice. You bring him, my people's here. Now you save him.
This nonsense has gone far enough. I'm going to see what kind of an animal is making all that noise. Come with me, Hawana. Show your people that you are worthy of the name.
Hawana love life, but he not afraid to die. I come.
Good for you. I have my gun. You take your spear. What the deuce are they singing about if they're so frightened?
Him death chant. Maybe so help us into spirit place.
Come, Hawana.
Let's get this over with.
Oh.
What's wrong now?
Look, fire dog a track on ground there.
That's funny. Glowing trail. Must be fireflies.
Jim, fire dogger track. You believe now? No go follow him.
I always finish what I start. We'll follow this trail, whatever cost it. It's leading down to the sea. Listen. Sounds like someone taking a bath.
You see fire dogger soon. Him freeze our blood in vain. Grind heart to dust. You be cursed. Him carry you off to Tabo Valley. Maybe so burn in devil fire.
Look. What's that glow ahead? To the palm trees.
Devil dogger. Devil dogger.
By George, it does look like some kind of an animal there. The base of the cliff. Keep behind the trees, Havana. We'll get as close as we can.
Tabu. Tabu.
Shh. We're almost there. I don't want to give away our presence until we see just what it is we have to face. Easy now. We'll see just what has been...
Oh, God. I'm bathing in fire.
My God. It is a dog. Radiating fire. Wallowing in a pool of glowing water. Oh, am I going mad?
Him looking to us. Him nowhere. Him angry.
He's coming out of his fiery bath. Snorting flame, scattering blue and green fire. God help me. The legend is true. Get the clear, Owana.
Have your spear ready.
Shoot!
Good God, behind the jet! Run for your life, Owana!
It got him all right. That spear grazed my ear. Good Lord, what sort of an animal is this?
God hear my prayer. Me conquer, fire dogger.
Yes, a little more and you would have had me. I still feel his hot breath in my face. Look, Havana, blood is running from the spear wound. Isn't that proof that your fire dogger was natural rather than supernatural? Feel him, see? His coat is like any other dog.
No touch. Taboo.
Aren't you convinced yet? Come over here to this pool he was bathing in. It's still showing fire. Phosphorescence. That wild dog was drawn here by the fishes and had to get into the pool to get them. No wonder he looked like he was covered with fire.
You help me kill him, fire dogger. My people's honor you.
Oh, I see it's no use. But tell me one thing. Will they work in the Taboo Valley now?
It's good now. My people's work for you.
Thank heaven. And the first thing they can do is to fill up that skim hole of phosphorescence. I don't want any more scares like this last one. Fire dogger. Ha, 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 ha.
Boy, that's the darndest I've ever heard.
Yes.
Fear of the supernatural was added to the actual danger, particularly since the natives had previously built up such horror. Those boys had a perfect understanding of psychology.
Well, tell me, how is it that the dog appeared only at the full of the moon?
Yes, and how is it that...
Samoans are like children. They love to dramatize life. They probably thought they only saw or heard him on the night of the full moon. And, of course, you all know that dogs are more apt to howl in the full of the moon than at other times.
Yes. Well, you had a narrow escape. That dog might have torn your jugular.
Yes, I had a narrow escape, all right. But I think it was from Hawana rather than the dog. In trying to save me, he almost speared me.
And they never did admit that the fire dog was a natural phenomenon?
No. They made a holiday out of his demise. They celebrate his death at the full of every moon. And when I am there, I have to reenact the struggle between myself and the fire dogger. And then Hawana comes in for his share of the glory. Lost children of Eden, these Samoans. But their islands are as close to paradise as I expect to find on Earth.
All through the land is a jet black night. It lies on the lonely plain. And far in the distance, wailing in the night, comes a phantom of glowing flame. Across the magic valley comes the crying of the wind. Swifter than the breezes in the fly, all the devil dogs are racing, flaming fire, and away into the night. Across the magic valley comes the crying of the wind, but swifter than the breezes in the fly, all the devil dogs are racing, flaming fire, and away into.
And thus we find humor as well as danger and excitement in adventure. We must leave the adventurers now, but they're always ready to welcome us again to listen to their strange adventures in strange lands.